This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 9th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Today, U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson introduced the Panama Canal Repurchase Act, which would authorize the purchase of the Panama Canal. President Donald Trump has stated his interest in bringing the canal back under American ownership to improve national and economic security. Johnson, the South Dakota Republican, is a member of the Select Committee on China and the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. In a statement, he said, President Trump is right to consider repurchasing the Panama Canal. China's interest in and presence around the canal is cause for concern. America must project strength abroad. Owning and operating the Panama Canal might be an important step towards a stronger America and more secure globe. The commercial importance can't be overstated. According to the U.S. Department of State, 72% of all vessel transits through the canal are coming from or destined to a U.S. port. It is also a key transport point for the Coast Guard and Department of Defense vessels. It's estimated that more than 10,000 ships use the Panama Canal each year, generating billions of dollars of tolls which would economically benefit America. Johnson said China's growing influence in the Panama Canal region is a cause for concern. Mike Steenhoek with the U.S. Soy Transportation Coalition says they've breathed a sigh of relief with the agreement for a new six-year contract for East and Gulf Coast dock workers.
It's better to have a predictably good supply chain than a sporadically great supply chain. You know, when you're talking about industries like agriculture, that, you know, these trading relationships we have with customers, they're long-term. It takes a long time, a lot to get product from the interior part of the country to our customers halfway around the world. And so you need to have that predictability and reliability. And when you've got some of these tensions that we've witnessed as of late, including recently on the East and Gulf Coast ports, about the potential of a strike or any kind of stoppage or slowdown, it really sows uncertainty into your industry. And so we were obviously very pleased to see the two sides come to an agreement.
Even without a resumption of the strike, Steenhoek says transportation was being impacted.
We were starting to see, you know, notices about the need to consider alternative routes if an agreement could not be achieved. So you were starting to see some of that. Of course, you know, weeks preceding, you did see those kind of shippers who had an option to go to an alternative route, an option B or an option C, they did exercise that out of a concern that once it finally arrived at the East Coast or Gulf Coast, that it would be closed for business. So you did see some of that already, you know, starting to occur. So then obviously we're very pleased to see, you know, an agreement that was achieved.
The details of the deal between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance have not yet been made public, but both sides said the deal was a win-win. Steenhoek said recent precipitation helping water levels on the Mississippi River.
When it comes to water levels on the Mississippi River, we're in a much better condition right now than we were in late October. We have received some considerable amount of moisture, in November and in December that really have elevated water levels, so that barge restrictions are not as severe as that they used to be, and in many cases back to normal.
While there is more water in the river, the cold is keeping ice as a concern for barge shippers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.